So, did you know Empire released the season 2 trailer today?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. It was like right before we sat down.
Did you watch it yet?
I did.
Oh.
Here's the thing. It's beautiful. I don't know nothing.
What do you mean?
I just know the day that it's going to start. It's going to start September 23rd.
Well, what did the trailer show?
It showed Lucius
in jail,
Orange. It showed Cookie going to visit him in jail.
Oh.
It showed Jamal having a Free Lucius Lyon concert.
Girl, stop.
With a big hashtag, Free Lucius Lyon behind
it. Trip House, and he became the favorite son, and Hakeem used
to be. And it showed Anika and Hakeem having a moment.
Not that still going on.
Yes, that's going to still be going on.
Oh, man. I don't like that.
And Cookie had a ball sitting on top of her head. Man. Well, they just released it.
I don't like the Hakeem and Anika thing. Yeah. I mean, she was with Lucius. That's his daddy.
Right. And it's kind of like not really a trailer. It was more like a sizzle reel, like a teaser. Because there were no words. It was just music.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I'll be watching that as soon as we get done here.
Uh-huh.
Well, let me get you caught up on the has
Please
and the
do.
Have-nots, because you're probably about 2 or 3 weeks behind.
I'm so bad.
Don, I'm telling you, I know that last season, it was not great. They almost lost me.
They almost.
We're being silly. We went through a whole season of waiting to bury somebody. That's how I'm like, can we get her in the grave so we can move on with the show? But, it's hot now.
It's okay.
Tyler Perry, thank you for coming back.
Okay.
Thank you, Tyler Perry. Thank you for pulling this together. Well, Hannah, you know, she walks in on Veronica, straddling her son, Benny, she's old enough to be his mama.
This is like role reversal here. Because remember when he walked in on her with the dude?
I know, and tripping.
Right.
She tripped too, didn't she? Oh, you should. So we got Veronica straddling Benny.
Mm-hmm.
David, her husband, is in the living room talking about, why is my truck parked out front? Hannah goes in there. Veronica's on him, and she gives this wicked smile. They had this child turn too wicked, but it's kind of nice. And so she gets the keys, and she goes out there to David and says, well, you know, he wants to talk to Benny to figure out why you got my truck.
Why you got my truck.
So she said Benny was sleeping and everything. But anyway,
because Veronica handed it to him.
Exactly. So David gets in the truck finally. And he notices some handprints on the ceiling, girl, where, you know, her and Benny was getting it on.
Yes.
And he was like, oh, these handprints. And, you know, all of a sudden, he went from being this great, smart judge to just being dumb as
crap. Now he's dumb.
He don't know anything. She pretty much told the man, I'm not going to be sleeping alone.
You know how I feel about stupid people on TV. It makes really good TV.
I know. It's great. But sometimes he was like, well, how do you think those handprints got on the ceiling? She was straddling Benny. But anyway.
Right.
So having have-nots is hot.
Yeah.
What
happens is I go in and out because some of it I just think is inappropriate.
Come back, girl.
And my itty bitty is just, she's like, it's like she's attached to my leg sometimes.
Oh, so you can't. Yeah, I know. Right. I wait for Maya sometimes to go to bed before I even will look at
it. Right.
But it is getting hot now. All the storylines are great.
Okay.
So you got to get caught up. Tyler Perry, thank you.
I read everything. I try to read. They don't do the recaps in a nice, substantive way.
I don't like that you can't go and watch the shows.
It's not
online.
On Hulu. You can't go and watch.
I don't like that.
No,
I think they would
increase viewership if they allowed that.
Because sometimes we need to get caught up, and even if you have it taped, you get behind. But maybe you have your iPhone or your laptop, and you can just log in and get caught up.
You're waiting
like Empire, like
right.
Fox.
You're waiting at the doctor's office, and you can watch an episode with your earphones
on.
I mean,
but anyway, it's hot right now.
So, okay, how about this? NBC sent there's this one of the shows that's coloring their schedule this fall is Mr. Robinson, Craig Robinson, the comedian, who's in Hot Tub Time Machine and all that stuff. He's really funny.
Right.
I didn't realize how funny he would be to someone who was 6 years old. Well, the show is kind of like Steve Harvey Part 2 because he's a music teacher in a suburban high school, you know, in Chicago. And it's hilarious. Like they said, the first six episodes, and every night my little girl says, "I want to watch Mr. Robinson." And she's in the bath. She's singing the theme song.
Oh my God, really?
Yes. And I think That's great. I think it's because there's music in every episode. Some of it inappropriate too, but I'm just hoping she doesn't know what some of that stuff
probably,
means.
It's probably over here.
It is. It's heavily veiled. Like, it's so veiled that sometimes he even has to explain to the viewing audience what he's really talking about.
That's great.
Yeah. So I'm proud of NBC. I think it's going to be a show that sticks around.
It's check that out.
Really broad strokes, but yes, I'm going to make sure you check it out.
I'm going to have to look at that.
Especially since my kid is just like all in. Like, even didn't want to watch it, I got to watch it.
What days does it come on?
I don't know. I don't even know. I think it starts in late August.
But you got the...
Yeah, they sent like the six episodes to critics to check it out.
So I'm not behind yet. You're just
ahead. I'm just way ahead, which, you know, sometimes I can be. Like, unlike Donald Trump.
Oh, Mr. Trump. Now, Mr. Trump is ahead in the polls.
He's ahead in the polls.
People are liking this. But, you know, the John McCain, the reference to, you know,
he's a loser.
Should he be a war hero because he got captured or whatever?
Because he got caught?
Yeah, I just, you know, it's over time. And I know former Texas Governor Rick Perry came out swinging.
And you know what?
And critical of Donald Trump for it.
Former Governor Pantene, I'm on his team right now. He is hitting back. He put on his smart man glasses, and you can always tell when people can really see and just wearing glasses for effect.
You are stuck.
No, I'm telling you, listen. If you're blind,
he does look smart.
No, if you blind like I am, blind in one eye and can't see out the other, what you do is you don't get temples that are this wide because that blocks your peripheral vision. He's got glasses that sit up too close on his face, and they're too
thick. Wait a minute. You're trying really to say see. The man is using it as a prop.
Yes. Trying to say. I'm not trying to say it. I'm saying it.
He does look a little smarter in a Clark Kent
sort of way.
See what I'm saying?
In a Clark Kent sort of way. And he did it on purpose. And Trump.
I'm going to look at those. I'm going to look. Because you're right. I wear glasses too to read. And you don't want no
you
big
You don't want
wide,
that in your way. You can always tell people don't really need them.
Don, you are on the side.
I'm just telling you.
And
Trump, that's the one thing, that's the one comeback Trump has had that I agree with Trump on. He's like, he just put on glasses to try to look smart. But in this
Because instance, he didn't have those glasses on in the first time he ran.
This instance, I'm very proud of him, though, because he's going after this dude.
But, you know, it is very contentious right now in the Republican Party. Some Republicans don't like Trump. Some of them like him, and they're upset with Governor
and
Perry
And our
now.
Own Senator Terry Crews is just being quiet about the situation.
He's letting it all play out. He's going to let it
go. I said situations. Look, I put this picture of my parents here to remind me to say the whole word.
No slang.
Like
no
this.
Girl talk.
My mama just raked me over
let
the
me
coals,
see.
Girl. She said,
"Oh God bless her. She's the one that imparts such wisdom."
Right? She said that my daddy would be rolling over his grave if he could hear me talking.
They look like, you know what? They actually look like they would get on you for mispronouncing your words.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's a teacher. She looks like a teacher.
Yes.
And
he was an administrator for like 50 years.
Oh God bless you. Wow.
So I could even say, hey, where the ketchup at? And my mother would say, behind that preposition, at. And I'm still walking around with no ketchup.
Wow. That's why you're such a wordsmith.
Girl, I just want to be able to let loose sometimes.
My mama, when we're talking, we can do girl talk. It's different when we're girl talking. She can use slang, I hope.
I know.
You know, she's going to have you on the phone tonight.
I know. It's all Matt Haig's fault. Because he was sitting over there using the whole word.
See,
like
he
this.
Was not girl talking.
He was properly enunciating. No.
Girl talking.
Wow. You're right.
Girl talking.
But see, Donald Trump, bless his heart, he's doing the same thing. He's going back at them in a playground.
Now
way.
let me say
okay.
this because I know we've been on Trump long and we get the signal.
Right.
We're getting
right.
the thing about Trump is he's a New Yorker.
He is a New Yorker.
I'm from up north.
Mm-hmm.
Not to defend Donald Trump because you know some of the stuff he says, but sometimes Northerners are a lot more blunt.
He's direct.
Very, very. Yes. And so sometimes he says things, I'm like, oh, that's that New York. And, you know, not to excuse him, but I wonder how New Yorkers feel about it. I would like to see some polling on that.
Well, there sometimes
mean, not his party affiliation.
He doesn't have an editor. I'm sorry, you're running for the highest office in the land.
That's a concern.
Do you want that hand?
Does he decide, I don't want China to exist anymore?
And boom.
I mean, we got to be careful.
Did you see that his border, the people who invited him to come to the border said, well, maybe it's not a good idea. They canceled it.
Yes, exactly.
It's like, come on.
You don't know what's going to come out of his mouth.
You have no idea. And you got the Mexican drug lord who tunneled out of jail who might just have bounty on him.
I know.
You don't know.
And he didn't tunnel as well. I'd be very scared.
I'd be afraid.
Well, let's talk
afraid.
About, too, Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
The New York Times on Sunday, they ran a story. They had apparently got a hold to some deposition.
Right.
I think it was back in 2004. And he was very blasé about, you know, acquiring drugs.
To give to young women to have sex.
You know, And I guess we're going to let this play out. And it might end up in court. I don't know what statute of limitations are.
I think we have to let it play out because that deposition, obviously it wasn't, those revelations weren't that big at the time because it didn't come out.
It didn't come out, right.
It didn't come out because it seems like to me in that instance that those women he was talking about knew what they were getting into. I don't know.
You know, I heard, and I don't know how true it is.
Not rape, but perchance. I mean, people...
Is it the casting couch? I don't know.
Is it? I don't know. People engage in illicit activities with.
But the whole drug thing, I mean, it's very disturbing. It is very disturbing. But the thing
I can't be a Bill Cosby apologist. I know, me either.
And the sad thing about it to me, though, is other than these women who allegedly, you know, were abused in this manner by him, is that I hear, and maybe they already have, they've taken off the old episode of The Cosby Show.
Yeah.
Now, you know. Some of his older flicks, Let's Do It Again, A Piece of the Action. I love those shows.
Yeah, Uptown
and
Saturday Night.
I already got a couple of them on video, and I might need to run out and get the other ones because I don't know if we're going to be seeing them on TV.
If we're going to be able to find them.
And, City 48 was in them.
I always think that's a knee-jerk reaction to pull things from the airways because you have to kind of compartmentalize it, just like they were taking the old episodes of Dukes of Hazzard off because the Confederate flag was on top of the car.
That was the state flag at the time, I want to say. Come on, really?
It's like that at that moment in time. You can't erase history.
Don, I got to give you this breaking
news. What you got? Uh-oh, I love breaking news on the air.
It was Fox reported it, if I could get it back here, that there's been some planet discovery.
Another planet? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was.
Poor Pluto is going to be relegated to being a pimple again.
Breaking news, discovery of Earth-like planet with the sun like our own.
Really?
Could there be people in their version.
There may be room for more of us after all.
Oh, this is hot.
Oh, I like that. I like that. We're going to have to
talk
about
that
more.
Interruption.
No.
But it was breaking news.
You know, we both love the planets. we both love the sun and stars.
We need to classify Pluto again as a planet.
But, you know, we got to get to Sandra Bland, the issue. Steve Blow wrote a column today, one of our colleagues, saying, just obey the police. While on its surface, that's a good thing to say.
Right.
It seems as if I live in a place right now where I need to make sure of my rights.
Do I have to suck up to a cop and flatter them when I get pulled over?
Right. I'm not going to do that.
Just write me my ticket. Let me be on my way.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at the headline. Tragedy reminds us, obey the police. Okay, I get that, but do you have to be flattering? In this situation,
it went from you were just going to get a warning, and this is out of his mouth, you were just going to get a warning, now you're going to jail. He skipped a whole step or two.
I still didn't, because it went from, I think he had asked her, he said, you seem like you're having a bad day or whatever, and made this observation. Obviously, she said, well, I just got pulled over, you've been trolling me, da-da-da. And then it just seemed us, and then it was the cigarette, put out the cigarette. I don't know what was going on with the whole put out the cigarette thing, and she didn't want to put out the cigarette.
I think it was a very small abuse of power that someone of privilege would not see as such. Mm-hmm. You know, someone of privilege would not see it as such, but he was already in the power in the situation. And when you're the power in the situation, you're the one that's charged with de-escalating the situation.
Well, they have to de-escalate the situation.
You have to.
And there was a way, clearly, I would have just said, look, you were going to get a warning, now you're getting a ticket.
Now you get and write the ticket and go on. But he, like I said, he skipped a whole step. So while while they're investigating the death, I think more attention possibly needs to be paid to the actions during the stop, because I think that's going to have something to teach everyone.
And the death itself. I mean, she was going to a new job. That's interesting. Right. I'm just ready for this to play. I know they're investigating this.
And people
who
are using a Facebook post to determine that someone was likely depressed. I'm sorry. Facebook ain't real. It's a mofo, but
there's
some
relatives. You go back to their Facebook post, you think they had already committed suicide. Right. I mean,
you would think they were billionaires.
But I'm glad it's playing out. I know the FBI is involved.
Yes.
And
Department of Justice is already there.
So they, Texas, they're
But what is it going to take for this? It seems like one transgression after the other by overzealous cops. What's it going to take for this to stop? Because now you have me at a heightened sense. I feel like I have to have a fatalistic attitude to get behind the wheel of my car.
You might. Well, that's the thing. It's like, obey. Do I need to smile brightly? I mean, why can't you just give me my ticket?
Why can't you do your job and let me go on my way and do mine, which is to pay
the ticket
that
you gave me? We don't need to have a conversation.
You don't need to pull me out of the car.
Yeah.
There's no reason for that.
I'm waiting to see how that one plays out for sure, because there's a lot of outstanding questions about that.
And Nicki Minaj versus Taylor Swift, what's going on there? What's going on?
You know what? They need to go sit down.
And you know what? Here's my thing, though. It's not even a versus thing. Taylor Swift insinuated herself into a conversation.
She probably shouldn't. She did try to.
Ostensibly about her.
And she did. But then she did try to come back with another tweet to clear it up and say, well, join me on stage.
You know what my mother's mother would say?
Oh, Lord.
My mother's mother would say.
What is it when I see your parents, I look like I'm doing something wrong. I feel like I'm doing something wrong. I mean, we got to turn them away. It's like she.
I know, turn around.
They look strict.
They are strict. But my mother's mother would say, a hit dog will holler.
Is this on your desk?
Yes, that is on my desk.
Man, I bet you mind your P's and Q's at work.
Yes. T-Swift. This reminds me that I need a job, baby needs new shoes, and I can't punch anybody.
Oh, man.
But Taylor Swift felt like it was to her. And now Katy Perry is in on it. But, girl, as my mother would say, they're doing some trashy talk, and they need to just quit it.
It is kind of entertaining, though.
Just quit it.
It's kind of entertaining. I've been looking at tweets.
Well, when we get back to the desk, I'm gonna pop you a note with the Empire season 2 trailer.
I bet you it's on the Fox Now app.
Of course it is. You know, I'll be looking at that app.
Fox Now app. It's free. It's everything in there.
She could be a spokesperson.
I know. Unpaid spokesperson.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
But anyway, we better get back. There's so much stuff we didn't discuss. We'll hit on it next time.
We'll get it.